This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Hey, it's Rich. Hope you enjoyed this podcast of the Zioli Show. And if you did, please rate it on iTunes. Give us 5 stars. You know what I'm saying? Thanks a lot.
The Rich Zioli Show Podcast.
Okay, welcome back on Twitter at Rich Zioli, 855-839-1210. Want to go to the Director of Investigations and Research for Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. Chris, welcome back to the show. A busy day indeed today. Judicial Watch has been all over this.
We have, and I'm glad to say that we now have a report that definitively confirms and ratifies and reassures folks that the Russia hoax, the whole collusion, hysteria, and witch hunt was exactly that, and definitively, and that even the secondary issue with respect to obstruction collapses on itself for a variety of reasons, because, number one, you don't have an underlying crime, so how can you obstruct something that didn't happen? And then, secondly, look, you have a guy in the form of the president who's falsely accused. He's angry about being falsely accused, and he goes to defend himself in a variety of ways by trying to tell people, look, this is all phony. It's a witch hunt and a hoax. And supposedly by saying that and by trying to defend his honor, his dignity, personally and also the office itself, somehow they want to try to turn that into a crime, which is preposterous.
And the investigation itself seems to be what this was all about, was creating an investigation which would then cripple his presidency, and that was going to be their insurance policy from the get-go.
Right, and even the report itself is the tone of it. I mean, when folks get a chance to actually read it, first of all, they start off with a falsehood. They say that this all is predicated on Papadopoulos being reported by the Australian High Commissioner in the UK. That isn't true. I mean, this whole thing started months before then, because Papadopoulos was lined up with Steph Halper and also with this guy Mifsud, the Maltese professor. I mean, there's efforts there to try to arrange a counterintelligence, you know, crisis or event. So the predicate for the report is a lie. And then they go on in a really sort of nasty, vindictive tone to try and make it look like, this was done. And that, I mean, there's so many omissions. I'll give you one fast example. Veselnitskaya, the Russian lawyer who goes off and has a meeting in Trump Tower. What did they leave out of that entire narrative? Guess who Veselnitskaya met with before she went into the tower to meet with Don Jr.? Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS. And guess who she met with the day after the Trump Tower meeting? Glenn Simpson of Fusion GPS. You know, in my past life, I was an intelligence officer, and there's a term, there's an expression for that. It's called dispatch and recovery. It's what you do with a recruited agent who's working for you. And so Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS are meeting with Veselnitskaya. They launch her into the tower. She has a meeting that everyone says is a waste of time. That's in the report. And then she gets out, and who does she meet with next? Glenn Simpson and Fusion GPS. That doesn't show up in the Mueller report. I wonder why.
And that also, we should point out, Fusion GPS is who's behind the dossier, the nefarious Russia dossier.
Right, which is the foundation for all the phony FISA warrants used to spy on Mr. Trump and the circle of people around him. You know, the 11 payments made to Christopher Steele by the FBI isn't discussed. The firing of Steele is not discussed. You know, the FISA courts were lied to in order to get those warrants. The incredible bias of Andrew Weissman, who was Mueller's deputy, that's not discussed. I mean, it's very selective, right? It's a very craftily worded roadmap for, you know, any number, whether it's Nadler or Schiff, to continue to scream for the next 2 years.
Chris Farrell joins me right now. He's the Director of Investigations and Research with Judicial Watch. Where do we go from here? A lot of people are hoping that there will be justice for the people that were behind this investigation in the first place.
Well, it's all on Mr. Barr. He's made you know, indications that he's going to pursue the foundation for this whole thing. The misuse and abuse of law enforcement and intelligence power, you know, to target political opposition. And that entire effort, we know from Lisa Page, was run out of the White House. We have her text message that says, POTUS wants to know everything we're doing. That's Mr. Obama. And so, you know, there's a lot of people, there's about 12 or 14 people who have been fired, retired, you know, gone away in one form or another out of the FBI and Department of Justice. It's the whole, you know, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page litany of names. They're going to have to answer questions as to what they were up to. And then other clowns like Brennan and Clapper, who, you know, are clearly off their medication. Those guys need to answer for what they were up to and how they tried to really launch a coup against the president. And they were unsuccessful, but they certainly did damage to the office of the presidency, and they grossly violated their powers, law enforcement and intelligence powers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they were police state tactics, without question. They were directly involved here in a presidential election. And I'd like to know a lot about particularly the FISA warrants, because that was a violation of the civil liberties of American citizens who did nothing wrong, obviously, and we know that. I'd like to know the answer to those questions.
Yeah. There's a host. There's a lot of questions about how this whole thing got started and who was pushing it and who advanced it and who knew about it and authorized it. And I just hope that Mr. Barr really goes to town and unwinds all this.
What about the Clintons, Chris? Do you have any sense that this will go back to Hillary Clinton's emails? I mean, I know Judicial Watch has been all over this from day one.
Yeah, we're the reason you know about Hillary Clinton's emails.
Right.
And believe it or not, that starts all the way back with Benghazi, believe it or not, because conspicuously absent in all of our Benghazi work getting the emails around that tragedy was the fact that Mrs. Clinton was absent. And we said, well, why? And the State Department very sheepishly and late in the game said, oh, well, there's another universe of documents. And we said, well, what are they? And then they were forced to admit that she was running this outlaw server. And that a ton of classified information went across. So when you walk it back, you know, it goes to all the sort of establishment, you know, professional, political, ruling class types who were out of their minds because this disruptor in chief, this non-professional politician, dared to win an election. How did that happen?
Amazing. Well, listen, keep up the great work. We appreciate all the hard work Judicial Watch does. Chris Farrell, Judicial Watch Director of Investigations and Research. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Rich Cioli, 3 till 6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.